Previously on The Encounter.
Guess who I saw on the outskirts of town?
Who?
Sirig.
Really?
He seems pretty useless now.
All things eventually die.
You mean there's something else that Elyon hasn't imagined?
Eternal life for you. That'd be an entirely new idea. It's no secret that you're about to be the new leader of the town. With you as the eternal leader of the town, who knows what other new things we can accomplish together. This offer only stands for a limited time.
Mom? Dad? Mom, I came for dinner.
Hi, honey. Sorry, your father and sister are having a bit of a disagreement.
Lila's here?
She's been around quite a bit these past few months. I have a sneaking suspicion it's only because the mist hasn't come, but I don't mind. My children are always welcome, even if it is only for free food.
You're such a good leader when you refuse to understand the people you're leading.
Lila, what's going on?
I will not stand by and watch Dad destroy this town.
Lila, I will not allow you to speak to me that way.
Dad, what's the matter?
Dinner is on the table. Let's all sit down as a family and just...
I'm leaving.
Lila, wait. Can someone please explain to me what's happening?
Why don't you go ahead, Dad? Tell them all about your new plan to eliminate the creatives.
Lila.
Dad?
Let's not worry about politics right now. Let's just sit down and have a nice meal.
Nora, please. Mortar, I was talking with the council and...
Why wasn't I called?
It was a last-minute meeting.
And it's convenient that the creatives weren't called either.
Lila, quiet. Let me explain. The mist hasn't come since the 80th anniversary, and we've heard nothing from Elyon. A few of the elders and I believe there's no longer any need for the mist.
Not true.
The creatives have already designed a lot of raw material for us to work with. Besides, the mist hardly comes anymore. And I think that's indication enough from Elyon that it's time to work with what we have. Half the town is unemployed, and it's putting a huge strain on the economy.
But like you said, there are plenty of resources. Surely we can provide for each other.
And we have been. But the plan is unsustainable. We have no reason to believe that the mist will come regularly again.
So what are you saying?
I was merely suggesting to Lila that it might be a good idea to learn a trade. You've been content as a bookkeeper, until I retire, that is, and your mother loves her baking.
That's because you are all craftsmen. Of course you're going to be satisfied with your trades. But Elyon has given the creatives a different job, and until he tells me otherwise, I'm going to continue my work.
Lila, you can't without the mist. Maybe Dad has a point. Of course you don't have to stop creating, but until the mist comes again, it might be a good idea to learn a trade, too.
If there's no mist... I trust there's a good reason for it. I'm not just going to give up. In the meantime, I have plenty of work to do planning my creations. I thought you would understand, Mortimer, but I guess I was wrong.
Policies are going to change, Lila, whether you like it or not. I suggest you choose a craft before one is chosen for you.
We'll see about that. And don't worry, Dad. You won't be seeing much of me anymore. I wouldn't want to be a financial strain.
Lila. You know, you're always welcome here.
I'm not so sure about that, Mom.
Let me just heat up these potatoes.
Don't bother. I'm not hungry.
Thank you all for your flexibility in attending this emergency meeting. Miles, Onyx, and I have been discussing our economic situation.
I don't understand why. As Freeman, Evan, Jasmine, and I have never held a private meeting without the craftsmen. We hope this will not grow into distrust between us.
I wasn't part of this meeting either, Derwin. It's no conspiracy.
It better not be.
We feel the same, Jasmine. Now, back to business. Miles, please elaborate on our financial situation to the other elders.
Certainly. Indeed. Unfortunately, the mist shortage has left the creatives in this town unemployed.
First you're meeting without us, and now you're calling us unemployed?
We may be temporarily out of work, perhaps, but we're not unemployed.
We have no way of knowing how long temporarily is.
Precisely. The frequency of the mist has been consistently declining over the past few years to where we can no longer rely on it. In order to continue to flourish, to succeed...
Get to the point.
We must adjust our economic system.
What exactly are you implying?
I was just getting to that, Evan. Onyx is an inventive solution.
We start a mentorship program so the creatives can learn a second craft. This way, they have work whether the mist comes or not.
What happens when the mist comes?
I agree with Freeman. How can we create if we're stuck making candles or planning sewage systems?
Getting to that. When the mist comes, the creatives will be free from their responsibilities.
But this doesn't take into account any of the prep time that goes into these periods of creation. Without substantial planning, the quality of creation will decline significantly.
You want us to create garbage?
The mist doesn't hold the potential to create garbage.
Well, I don't know about that. Stink bugs exist.
A perfect example of what happens with improper planning.
Don't worry. I'm working on a crawling, web-spinning predator to counteract the problem.
That sounds comforting.
What's that?
What's going on out there?
It looks like the creatives are protesting.
Protesting? Protesting what?
You can change our jobs, but you can never change
who we are. How do they
know about
the mentor program?
That's what I'm inclined to ask you. We didn't know a word of your plan before this meeting.
Oh, my. Oh, gracious. Abel, isn't that your daughter down there?
Abel, you betrayed us.
I had no part in this protest.
Neither did we.
How can we hope to accomplish anything with this council if it's not free from the public ear?
I had a lapse in judgment. I apologize.
It's too late for that.
The protesters are coming closer.
They're practically on the doorstep.
You perhaps don't think they could become violent, that is?
I'm not sure, but I don't care to find out.
I'll speak to them.
And make things worse than you have already? I don't think so.
Trust me, I can explain.
But we no longer trust you.
Let me talk to them, Dad.
Absolutely not.
What would you say?
Tell them the truth about our economic situation.
What good is that? We don't have a solution.
We're definitely not using the craftsman's plan.
Of course not, but I might have an alternative.
What is that?
Give me an hour.
We don't have that kind of time. Any moment they'll be banging on our doors and windows.
Anyone have a better idea?
How about we put it to a vote?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
The ayes have it.
We're giving you one chance.
It's our only chance. Sirig?
This way, Mortimer.
I wasn't sure I'd find the cave. You're sure this is safe? Being outside the mist?
What did I tell you? It's new. New is outside of Elyon's control.
He's been gone. The craftsmen and the creators are starting to argue, and the whole town is desperate.
And you come to me.
I remembered our conversation. How you can use your smoke for eternal life.
You decided you want it.
It's made me consider other possibilities. Since Elyon's mist doesn't come very often, the creators are out of work, and I was hoping you could find a way to create with smoke.
Indeed I can. I'll send the smoke.
Great. You're not coming with me?
It's time for you to rise up, Mortimer. Why do you think I approached you at the funeral? Take your place as the rightful leader.
But I don't have any experience with smoke.
You leave that to me. Have a little faith.
People of the Remnant! People, you've all heard that the Elders will force the creatives to become craftsmen. Well, let me assure you, this rumor is false. However, it is true that we're experiencing economic strain, and the Mist is not a dependable source of work. But I do have a solution. Sirig revealed to me that the smoke has creative powers.
How come we've never heard this before?
Elyon thought Sirig was more useful to destroy.
And where is Sirig?
He had other business to attend to, but he's sending the smoke soon.
Does Elyon know about this?
The Book of Guidance tells us to use the resources that we have, and Sirig's smoke is coming right now. See? There
what
it is.
What is that?
It looks like the mist.
It's not. It's the white smoke.
What are we supposed to do with it?
Evan, you said you had a creation plan, right? A creature to take care of the stink bug problem.
Well, yes, but...
Go ahead. Show them. Use the smoke. Just like you would the mist.
What is it?
It's crawling around in his hand.
I call it the spider.
What are you waiting for? The smoke is available to everyone. Here's to new creations!
Well done, Mortimer. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Father.
What's that?
Mortimer, what does the black smoke do?
I'm not sure.
Evan, you said your creature was a stink bug predator? Because it's starting to look like it could eat a squirrel.
I'm not sure what's happening. I'm not doing anything, it's just growing.
Watch out, it's already up to your knees.
It's moving straight towards Freeman.
Evan, what is this?
You have to kill it!
I don't know how! I don't... Ah! It bit me!
It'll be okay, Freeman. It should be harmless enough. I didn't make the fangs very big.
He's bleeding! He's bleeding black.
What's happening? What's going on?
It's okay, Freeman. It's going to be okay. We're gonna get you out of here.
Jasmine, quick! He's collapsing!
Freeman! Freeman, can you hear me?
Wait, Jasmine, wait. He's growing legs.
Freeman?
He's becoming one of the creatures. Run!
Quick! I think we can make it to the town hall!
Everybody, go!
Go! Go! Run! You have to run!
Evan? Jasmine?
Derwin, follow us! There's no time to explain!
No! You can't go that way! I don't know what happened, but my new spaniel mix changed! It's bigger than a wolf!
We can't go back towards the square.
Lila?
My roses!
She's covered in thorns!
Stop! Stay away! I don't know what I did, but it's alive!
Is she bleeding black?
Lila?
Mortimer, I can't let you get any closer!
Lila!
Mortimer, I'm sorry. Tell Dad I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry!
Lila, what's happening?
The creature! It's come!
Jasmine? No!
Thorns! Coming out of her flesh. I have to help her. Lila!
It's not her anymore. We have to get out of here.
I'm not leaving her. I'm not.
Now!
What did you bring upon us?
I don't know. Get out! Everybody out! Run! Get out! Get out!
Do you see that? Over by the perimeter.
The ground is breaking. Rocks are rising out of the earth.
I see the mist.
Elyon?
The smoke stopped spreading. It can't get through the mist.
Everyone, run, run to the peaks.
This way, to the rocks.
Dad?
Mortimer, you must get the people to climb the peaks.
How do we know it's safe? They came out of the smoke.
No, I saw the mist sweep across the plains and the rocks rose out of the ground. It's Elyon's work.
Get up. Get up. Derwin and Miles can help direct the people. I'll go find Mom.
She's gone.
No.
But Lila, she still may be found.
No, Dad. She's gone.
Then it's just you, my son.
What do you mean?
I can't go on.
Come on, get up. Get up. You weren't bitten or attacked. We're almost to the perimeter. You can make it.
No, the smoke is too strong for my lungs.
It's just a cough. You'll recover.
No, it's burning me from the inside. See, I'm coughing ash. You must lead them, Mortimer.
Ed, no. I failed. I've destroyed them. I've destroyed you.
You must find Elia. He will help you. He can still earn back the people's trust. You are the hope for the remnant.
I can't do this without you.
You will. Now go.
You killed my family, and now you're going to join the dead. What happened to my knife?
Dust. Have you not seen my power already, Mortimer? Nothing that touches me can survive. It disintegrates.
What do you want?
To see you rule.
You're a liar.
Not at all. Before the smoke came, you might have been able to settle the crowd. But do you honestly think that the elders would have let you lead the people?
That was my job. As soon as my dad retired,
and they kept him on a short leash. He called for one small meeting, and the creatives were instantly up in arms. But now, Mortimer, you can be the unifying leader that the people need.
I almost killed them all.
No, of course not. I was in complete control. I was simply sorting out the group for you, making them a bit more manageable, easier to handle.
Manager, you killed my family so I could manage?
I don't care about you or your family. I'm looking to the future, to the greater good. The remnant has always had too many variables, too much uncertainty. The people need consistency.
What are you saying?
They need one ruler, an eternal ruler.
So you're taking over?
Oh no, not me. I have my own business to attend to, but you are.
No.
Suit yourself if you want to deny your father his dying wish. He believed in you, just as I do. The offer for eternal life still stands.
I can't trust you.
Then trust in my power. Try everlasting life. You'll see that it takes a lot less faith than you realize. You are the hope for the remnant.
Episode 17, The Origin Part 2, was written by Christy Osterhus, featuring the voice talents of Chris Nelson, Doug Miller, Jamie Cloutier, Corin Keane, Caleb Towns, Darrell Nelson, Sam Van Fossen, Paul Cole, Catherine Hooper, Stephen Thompson, Nick Henready, Travlin Pantana, Ben Perry, Andrea Prevat, and Madison Levine. Music by Preeta Tiwacharamas. Visit The Encounter online at EncounterSeries.com. The Encounter is written, performed, and produced by Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.